Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 22 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, and I'm joined by the Executive Director of the Montgomery County Development Corporation, Ben Lundgren. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Ben?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing well. Nice rain?
Yeah, I think it's needed. We're pretty dry out there. I saw on Facebook there's a little excitement yesterday with some field fires, so hopefully this will help that.
There have been some field fires, that's for sure, nice break for maybe some of our farmers to catch just a minute anyway, off of the combine for a little bit here. So, you betcha. So, Ben, you've been in the role as the executive director now, a couple months, 3 months, something like that?
Yeah, just about a month and a half. Started in mid-August. So,
how's it going?
Approaching 2 months. It's going well. Learning a lot, trying to get the lay of the land. There seems to be quite a lot going on and a lot to learn, so been busy.
You come from, if people don't know, you grew up in southwest Iowa.
Yep.
On a farm.
Yep, right here north of Red Oak.
Yep. And then back here and kind of have a banking background. And now this opportunity presented itself, and here you are as the executive director. What's been the biggest surprise so far after approaching 2 months in it that you thought, this is not what I expected, or this is what I did expect? How's it been?
Yeah, it's been an adjustment coming from lending. I think that, working in lending for so long, I would say that, you have a lot of appointments, you have a lot of like relatively short deadlines. For instance, someone comes in and is looking at doing something that requires financing. Depending on the project, that could be a, pretty quick turnaround, meaning same day or even a couple days. Or if it's like a real estate project, maybe it's a month or two project, but relatively short time horizons, and you got to like kind of stay on top of it. Whereas what I've observed here in this transitioning to this position is that, there's different categories of things that we need to be working on, but that some of it is more longer term time horizons. So if I come into the office on a day, it might, it could be a day where maybe there's a meeting or two, but we have things we're working on, but in contrast to lending, it's maybe not as fast paced. So that's been an adjustment for me personally.
Right. Very cool. Yeah. Well, it does. You certainly look at the big picture and the long-term impacts of what's being done. That's for sure. So, it takes a while for some of these things to develop.
Yep. So I think that's something to keep in mind. And I kind of hit the ground. I've been making a lot of phone calls trying to figure out, some different things to be working on. And I've grown even in this short time to see, just have to pace things and keep the ball going in certain areas. But, be a little bit more patient.
So. All right. Because you want it to happen yesterday.
Right. Exactly.
Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. There's a program. This is a new kind of an educational program for people called Food for Thought. I've had the opportunity to visit with retired Major General Chris Hughes about this. I want you to touch on it a little bit, Ben.
Yep. And I'm anxious to go up there. I'm actually going to be one I would put myself in the learning category here. So I'm looking forward to it. It's this Thursday up at the hospital from noon to one. It's call it kind of a lunch and learn is my understanding. So, and then I here on the flyer, it does say that there is a separate session there later from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. This one in particular is how to leverage AI at home, work, and school. And I know Ron Claver at the hospital is very excited about being able to offer a place for things like this to happen, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful that Ron is, forward-looking and able to help facilitate this. So, I view this as something very positive in our community, and it looks like it's going to take place every second Thursday of the month going forward.
Yeah. It's October 9th. This is the first one. It's from noon until 1. You can buy lunch at the cafeteria, MCMH cafeteria, or you can bring your own lunch. Yep. And then if you're interested and you want to learn more, there's going to be like a deeper dive session later in the evening if you wish to come back from 7 till 9 to dive deeper kind of into that same topic. So,
yeah.
All right. I think it should be good. It will be at the Carter Education Center, which people might think, where's that at? It's at the where the old Red Oak Pharmacy used to be within the hospital.
Yeah, so if it's kind of on the what would that be, the west end of the hospital there as you face it. Yep, there's a room there that used to be back in the years past. There used to be where the pharmacy was. Yeah. So they've revamped that into a nice learning center.
AI for homeschool and work, home, work, and school. You know what? It can impact everything you do if you let it. It's a great opportunity for people to learn more about it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ben, talk to me about, you're going to have to help me with this. Was it the state small business presentation? What did you do there?
So last week, it was last Tuesday, there was a meeting held at the Agora Coffee House there on just east off the square, kind of next to the movie theater. That's where Bo Bowie has a coffee shop. Great venue, was perfect for this occasion. But basically, there were two meetings. The first one was, it was Debbie Durham. She's the director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, so she's kind of the state leader there. Basically, she came there an hour before. She gave about an hour talk, essentially just an update on some of the things she's working on. A lot of that is, I would call it more policy issues from like the state level. And she shared that her and a group actually just got back from India, where they were meeting with different counterparts in India and talking about, you know, they're trying to look at opening up more markets for our, you know, Iowa agricultural producers, and talking about biofuels and different things of that nature. So that was really interesting to hear her update on what she has going on. I also had an opportunity to actually just introduce myself and meet her as well, someone that I'd had kind of on my radar of someone to meet and get to know. So didn't have that long of a discussion, but she was great to meet. So it was it's an interesting update from her. And then that was followed by, it was the State Small Business Credit Initiative. So they went over, they have, I would call it just, it was a general overview of any changes in their programs and also just an update and more or less a lunch and learn on what their programs are. Mm-hmm. I have a stack of handouts at my office. I listened to them talk. You know, it was a lot to digest, so to speak, but it was a good, experience and to be, you know, exposed to that and learn more about it. There's also, for instance, this is just a her name is Jamie David. She's the regional director for the Small Business Development Center. That's out of Southwest Community College in Creston, but she covers, gosh, I don't remember how many counties it was, if it was nine or so, but one of them is Montgomery County, and she was going over some of what she does in her role, and she actually mentioned while she was talking that she'd been meaning to reach out to me and introduce herself. So we had a good visit after the meeting, but she does stuff more related to helping people with business plans and call it basically like an entrepreneur, different resources for entrepreneurs. And I was very impressed with her. And in fact, I think unknowingly working at the bank, I probably have actually seen some of her work in the form of business plans.
I think I had the opportunity to visit. Just prior to you, we visited with John Hewitt.
Okay.
And I think we actually had the opportunity to visit with her at one point through one of our conversations through the past year. So, yeah, great resource that's available for people for sure.
So that's just one thing. They kind of talk more generally about some different loan programs they have that would be more, you know, related to, they work with banks as basically to help incentivize banks to work with small and starting businesses and help. They have a number of different credit enhancements that can help banks to be more willing to, or more basically make it easier for banks to loan to startups. So that was interesting. And they also talked about, actually the state has some more or less some different venture capital initiatives, which sounds surprising, but what was interesting is they said, you know, Iowa has just like, you know, entrepreneurs are basically scattered amongst us, so to speak, that they come in all shapes and sizes, and they're scattered around the countryside. And
right.
they said that what they're trying to do is create more of a infrastructure to keep some of our startups in Iowa as opposed to going to either coast, basically California or the East Coast.
Right.
Mainly because that's where the most robust venture capital markets are for
yes.
different startups. So, again, this was, you know, the takeaway for us here in Montgomery County would basically be is, you know, if someone in the community has a business idea or, you know, sometimes they end up coming down to, like, my office and asking about different programs and stuff, well, you know, this was exposure to different things that could be available to try to help someone get a business going.
That's a great opportunity, and you have that information available for people to reach out to. So,
yeah.
I like that idea. And yeah, there's a lot of venture capital and on the coast that are available. And then they have some pretty cool incubator programs too in those systems. So, all right. By the way, we are visiting with Ben Lundgren, who is the executive director of the Montgomery County Development Corporation, or MCDC, most people say. The USDA. You had an opportunity to visit a little about that as well, correct?
Yeah, I thought I'd mention this while we're here on the radio. I, in the last board meeting we had here in September for MCDC, it was just a small bullet point that I had on my list of things to talk about. I was in a meeting, it was actually a housing meeting, and someone there in the, someone at the meeting had just suggested to me, said, hey, you know, it'd be probably worthwhile for you to reach out to the USDA and try to understand some of their programs. And I took that suggestion and called the USDA, and I ended up talking to a woman there who basically leads one of their, you know, some of their programming. She sent me some resources on, it's called a 504 home repair and loan, home repair loan and grant program.
Mm-hmm.
And she did have statistics. One of the grant portion of that, which was interesting, it's up to 10,000 would be a lifetime grant maximum. It is geared towards people who are 62 years of age or older, and also they have to meet certain income requirements. Basically, it's for people, you can't have income above a certain range. But a lot of what those funds are used for are different things related to home repairs or think like handicap accessibility and things of that nature. She did pull up and showed me that there had been 3 of those done in Montgomery County just this year. So people are generally aware of the program. But I asked her, I said, well, how do people become aware of this? She said, well, we can't advertise. So that's, you know, we're here, but people, you know, people more or less have to kind of stumble into it,
right.
I guess would be a lack of better way to put it. But the point here is, well, this is how we become aware of these things. And I view that as a key role of MCDC, is to be kind of a resource library, so to speak, as we continue to learn about different programs that are available, because basically my observation is, you know, on one hand, you could have someone who has a need. On the other hand, you have some resource out there, but in the middle, there's a gap.
Yeah.
A knowledge gap. So we have to, you know, understand, it's part of my job is to learn about these programs and understand them. And then when, you know, we spot a way to, you know, get the word out, so to speak, or see a place where they could be used to get that out there. But so, yeah, that's something basically if it's something you were looking into, I would suggest either calling down to the MCDC office, I can get you information on it, or the USDA's website. If you look up the 504 Home Repair and Loan Program, there's a application process. She did tell me it's a little daunting. I have not looked at it, but
yeah.
I could imagine that type of paperwork would be, but she told me not to be intimidated, that they have people that can help walk through that. So.
A lot of times that's the case. You look at that paperwork, especially when you get, I mean, I'm not disparaging here, but maybe a little bit. When you get government involved, it gets to be quite.
Yeah.
Those applications and those forms and that can be quite, like you say, daunting, but you just dive in and go for it. So.
Right.
All right. Ben Lundgren with me. Ben is the executive director of the Montgomery County Development Corporation. By the way, Brent, Ben, GROW, and this is all spelled out, GROW, and then MOCOIA, GROW Montgomery County, Iowa.org.
Yep.
Is your website. What are your office hours? Do you have regular office hours?
Yeah, I'm in about 8 to 4:30 or 8 to 5. Okay. Seems like there are quite a few meetings that I go to, and then I try, you know, part of what I've been trying to do also is to be meeting with business and other leaders in the community. So, you know, I kind of have appointments throughout the week, but if I'm not there, I do have, you know, they're at the chamber office. For those who aren't familiar, usually there's someone there and they can, you know, hand out a business card or take a message that, if I'm not there, but generally I try to be there, especially, I would say like by appointment though, it's probably easier. Although sometimes people do just stop in.
Yeah. GrowMocoIA.org is your website. And there's information available on there to know more about it and to get in contact. So, all right, Ben, what else do you have on your list over there we need to talk about?
Oh, I would highlight, you know, the Baumgars had their interviews down at the chamber. Mm-hmm. That was hosted by the chamber, but with me officing out of there, I more or less just was able to observe that going on. My understanding is that went really well. I know there's probably been other discussion about that with Elaine and others here, but I would just say that I can give my viewpoint that what an exciting deal and a great deal for our community. And it spoke to me as far as being in my role here with MCDC that, you know, if you want to get movement, get real things happening, it's to get businesses to our area. You know, we have, you know, people are moving up here for Baumgars. They're hiring people in our community. They're hiring contractors to update the building, as people have probably seen when they drive out past there.
Mm-hmm.
I did mention it to Elaine Carlson before coming up here. She said that she believes everything's still on track to have the November 14th grand opening.
That's coming right away.
Yeah, it's shocking how fast it's coming. Yeah. So very exciting and a good thing for our community.
Very good. All right.
Other than that, I'd say things are going well. Still learning and getting going here, but hope to have more positive updates as we continue to meet.
We'll meet again, and we'll talk again sometime soon. Sounds good, Ben. What's the rest of your day hold today? Meeting today?
Yeah, I got to get back to someone here this afternoon. Might have a meeting coming up. Otherwise, I've got a number of different kind of housekeeping things to be doing here.
You betcha.
But nope, busy for sure. And then, like I said, as we look forward to the week, Thursday up at the hospital, the first lunch and learn up there.
You betcha. All right. Sounds great. Appreciate it, Ben. Nice to see you.
Yep, thank you.
Enjoy the rain and the cooler weather. Ben Lundgren with me this morning from the Montgomery County Development Corporation. Again, Ben is the executive director of MCDC.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most